all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie, and welcome to Podmas Day 29. Wow, can't believe we're here. This is absolutely crazy. We are closing in on the last, 3 days of Podmas, which is nuts. So, I'm gearing up for New Year's. I'm gearing up for a fresh start, the new year, getting in my habits and goals and whatever. And so, I thought that I would share some habits that I have developed in 2023 that I really like, just in case y'all need any inspiration for New Year's resolutions or just want to hear kind of what worked for me this year in terms of life. So yeah, let's get started. The first habit that I developed that is one of my best habits of 2023 is working out consistently. Yeah, this is probably one of the best habits I formed this year. I'm really excited that I found things that I love to do, that I've stuck with, and that are sustainable. And it's not for lack of trying. Other years, I've been trying very consistently to find a consistent workout routine. And it has just been really difficult, and I do not know what clicked this year, but I feel like I just needed a push, and I started getting into weights last year, and so I decided, okay, we're gonna keep doing weights, and we're really gonna focus on your arms or whatever. And so I was doing that, and then I got a treadmill, and that has just made it so much easier to do it. And I think that the idea of me just having the job I have, where it is very consistent, as far as 8 to 5 most days. And so it just has made me feel like, yes, I can get up at 5 a.m. every day and go work out. And so that has just been something that I'm so grateful for. I'm definitely going to be keeping up because it's a habit now. I just I'm never going to be one of those people who don't work out in the mornings or at all, because I used to be, and it wasn't for lack of trying, but I just never found anything that I liked. So now that I have things that I really like to do, I'm not scared of getting bulky with weights, so those are definitely in my rotation. I'm just so grateful to have found something that works for me. I did break down my workout routine earlier this Podmas. I feel like it was day 5. So if you want to go look into that, for if you are looking for something that works, it works for me. So if you're like me, maybe you'll find it works for you too. But that is definitely probably the best habit this year that I have done, hands down. All right, the next habit that I have was keeping a real physical planner. This is one of the best things ever. I also view it as a little keepsake of my year that I can look back on and think, wow, look how busy and fun 2023 was. So there's something I do keep a Google Calendar. I keep it at work and I do write down things on there. But about every Monday, I will look over the week to kind of see what's going on. But at the beginning of every month, I look at my calendar and I fill in any dates that need to be filled in. And it is just really, really fun for me to be able to look back on. It keeps me organized. I love the fact that I'm writing down dates. And then at the end of the year, I have this full 2023 planner full of activities and things that I did that I can look back on and be like, wow, this was so fun and this was so exciting and this month was hectic and all of that. But I feel like it has improved my productivity, but has also just made me really excited. It's almost like a log of everything that I've been doing and that year, and it just makes me feel accomplished, like I'm doing things. All right, the next thing that I love is keeping to-do list documents every month for work. So every month we are working on another issue of the magazine. So I've been keeping to-do list Word docs every month of the year, and I get really detailed about it, saying who I've called about this or when I've done this about that article or something like that. It's very detailed. It's also very helpful to not only have when I'm working on the task, actively working on it, but also to look back on later for reference. It reminds me okay, last bridal section I did this, then this, then that, and those two things happened about a week apart or the day after upload or something like that. So it just kind of reminds me of, it keeps me on track, keeps me feeling accomplished, and it also just keeps everything organized and later on becomes a really helpful resource for me to look back on whenever I'm trying to do another bridal section or something. I'm okay, Last year, I sent out bridal like forms that Friday so that they had the weekend to look them over, and then they're done by that time. It's just really, really easy, and something that has really changed the way that I've been working this year. I feel like I'm a lot more organized, and it's just been kind of foolproof and really, really nice to be able to kind of keep track in that way. And then I just keep them all on the server or like on my desktop in a folder, and it's great. All right, the next tip or the next habit that I have been loving is measuring fitness progress and more than just weight. So, oh my gosh, the scale is the ruler of my life. No, I'm kidding. But I am just always just thinking about my weight and whatever. And I have noticed some big changes in my body as far as muscle tone and definition, all of those. And that really, like, I think weightlifting has honestly changed the way I view fitness and health. And it's kind of been like, oh, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I am heavier because I have been building muscle, but also like my arms look slimmer because they are toned, you know? And so I've been paying attention to more than just the scale. I've been paying attention to clothes fitting better, muscle growth, getting more toned. You know, all of that is also progress, even if the scale didn't move or if the scale moved up. And, you know, I'm at a point right now where I'm like, okay, cool. I need to get back on my, like, anti-inflammatory diet and whatever, because I notice, like, I have gained weight in a way that I know is not just muscle. But at the same time, I'm excited for when I lose that weight that I am going to be able to just see even more tone in my arms. And, like, my arms specifically, because I've been working them out, like, pretty heavily for a couple of months now. But, you know, just in general, just see more tone in general. I'm just going to be less, you know, I guess flabby or whatever, and more toned. So I'm just really excited about still, like, yes, I need to lose weight, but at the same time knowing, but I've got this foundation that I didn't have before. So it's going to be even better when I lose weight this time than it was last time because I didn't really have any muscle definition. All right, next habit that I loved in 2023 was keeping an accomplishments list at work. This is actually something I did very recently, but I just really like it. I just think it's great. I love being able to measure progress and all of that, and there's some really good, like, you lose sight sometimes of what you do during work. You know that you feel accomplished, but until you put it on the list, you're like, yeah, I do a great job, you know, and now I can say numbers. I can say, well, this article that I wrote in this year was the blah, 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 most read article, blah, 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 blah. Like, I can quantify it now, and it is so good for feeling like, yeah, I really am. Like, I'm not just thinking I'm doing a good job at work. Like, I actually am, and I can actually have a, like, good view and a realistic point of view of, like, how, like, what kind of a job I'm doing. I would recommend everybody write an accomplishments list for work. Like, if you have data points, if you have any sort of way of measuring what you're doing, even if you're, like, doing extra things or whatever, I just really, really like having that, because it just makes you feel proud of the work you're doing, and it's just fun to be able to write a new accomplishment on there, and you're like, yes, I'm doing a good job, you know? And the last habit of 2023 that I've really been loving is trying to go out at least once every 2 weeks. I'm trying to do it once a week. Just trying to be more social in general. You will see in my New Year's resolutions episode that might kind of come into play of what I'm talking about. But I truly have loved doing this. I feel like I've been very social in 2023. I want to be even more so in 2024. It's just like, why not? Why should I not go out? Why should I not enjoy my time? And I just think that it is so fun, and it's really changed the way I view like my free time and what I'm doing with my life and everything. Like, not to be too, like, I don't know, dramatic about it, but it is kind of just like, oh yeah, I'm going out after work, okay? Like, you know, I don't know. It's just been great. I don't know how to describe it, but it's been a really good habit and something that has been just made me even more positive and has just been really fun. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you tomorrow in tomorrow's Podmas episode. Bye.